In me is a bell that I have tried to stifle. As the Buddhist would say, listen, listen, listen to the wondrous sound of the inner bell. It calls me back to my one true self. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with our instant inspiration. In me is a bell I have tried to stifle. And as the Buddhist would say, listen, listen, listen to the wondrous sound of the inner bell. It calls me back to my one true self. Have you ever heard a bell within yourself? I don't think it's too common. Maybe it's more common with other people than it is with me. But I don't hear bells. What I hear is quietness. And this quietness that I hear is that which calls me back to my one true self. Now, perhaps if I heard a bell, it might be something very significant. I think that in many monasteries, they have bells that chime the time of day because monks have no possessions, so they have no watches. And they have nothing to indicate the time of day except the movement of the sun. And when it's a cloudy day, that is not too easy either. So, like aboard a ship, the bells are rung to give you the time of day. And I doubt that the monasteries had bells at the quarter hour and the half hour and the three-quarter hour. I think they probably just had it on the hour. And it probably rang 1, 2, 3 for 3 o'clock and things like that. And when you are familiar with hearing a bell like that, for instance, you're living near a church, and the church has bells, and these bells play every Christmas time, or they play at the time of the passing of some person in the church, or they play at the time of some birth of some child in the church. My, they would really be busy, wouldn't they? If they played at the time of a graduation, or they played at the time of Christmas, or they played at the time of Good Friday, and they played at the time of Easter. They play a lot of time, plus Sundays, regular Sunday call to worship bells. And if you have a bell like that near you, of course, then you are familiar with bells. And these bells do leave a very indelible impression on the mind. I didn't happen to grow up in an area where there were bells. But I can understand people who have grown up in areas where there are bells. And where there are bells, you are accustomed to listening sometimes to those bells within yourself. You wake up in the middle of the night when the bell is supposed to ring 1 for 1 o'clock, and it doesn't ring 1, and you think, hey, what's going on here? Did the bell ringer fall asleep or something? And so those are little things that bring the bell to mind. But that brings you to a physical self. The bells and outer noises usually bring us to a physical self. They bring us to the physical life, to the physical ramifications of ourself. Well, oh no, the bells can be very charming. They can be very meaningful and significant in calling me back to my true self. Well, yes, that's possible. But it's more rare than real. Because anything that disquiets us, anything that disturbs us, anything that takes us away from our own divine pathway is not really something desirable for us. It's something that disenchants us, that moves us away from our pattern of reality. Now you say, well, why did you choose this topic? In me is a bell I have tried to stifle. And the Buddhists say, listen to it, it calls me back to my one true self. Because this is a condition that we have often heard. People who have confused minds like to have things that can make them orderly. And sometimes they think that hypnosis helps them to be orderly. It helps them to quiet down some of the probes that are going on in their consciousness that keep them from being at peace with themselves. Well, no, this is possible. It is not necessary that it is done often, I would imagine if it were done often, hypnosis would become quite a popular thing. But it is not a popular thing. It is a thing that is done now and then, and people who do it try to be very intellectual about it, very proper about it, very authorized by the medical profession or various other groups to do it. Because it is not something that is harmonious with our real self. When a person is having a problem, I have a letter from a man. He is having a problem. And the problem is that somehow his vibrations disturbed somebody else. His vibrations disturbed the people on the campus where he was a student to the point that they asked him not to be on campus anymore. They asked him to leave. And one individual felt very uncomfortable with his presence. Now, how can that be? How can that be that our presence can make others uncomfortable? Well, that's true. When people are dealing with similar problems, they feel uncomfortable. We always are drawn to people who are having similar disturbances like we have. And so we say they're terrible, not realizing that we're going through that ourselves, and they're merely out picturing what we are going through ourselves. Well, I wrote to the man, and I said, it is time for you to be balanced, to be harmonious with yourself, to settle your own vibrations and be at peace. And when you are at peace with yourself, when you have harmony in your own life and affairs, then there will be no one on the face of the earth who will take exception to you and be uncomfortable in your presence. Everyone will feel very pleased with you to be around them. Everyone will feel very wonderful about it. And so, you see, this is what it really is. Now, I have said this to this man. Now, does this man need to have bells ringing to sort of remind him of his spiritual program for himself? Does he need to have somebody hit him over the head with a baseball bat and say, cool it? Does he need to have, well, apparently yes. Apparently yes. Because the school guard system came upon him and said, please leave the campus. I'm going to give you a total warning that you're not welcome on this campus whatsoever. You make someone very uncomfortable. And of course he knew who that someone was, and he knew why that someone was very uncomfortable, and he knew that this had to come to him. But why was it that he was so reluctant to face it when it came to him? Why did he feel he had to ask for guidance and for prayer counseling when this came to him? Well, basically, he didn't want to take responsibility. He didn't want to take responsibility for his mental attitude, which was upsetting his world. When we can find the balance and the peace and the harmony in our world, whenever there's upset or unhappiness, it's always going to be within ourselves. It's always going to be something that says, hey, knock it off, be at peace. Stop complaining about others. Stop complaining about anybody else in the world, and just recognize that you put the cause of balance and love in motion, and you will have it, and you will have it wonderfully. I had another letter from a lady who wrote in saying that they were listening to the Dial of Healing Inspiration, Dial Healing Words, that we have once a week. We change it and have it on our phone line for anyone who wants to call in. And people call in quite frequently. It's a very popular number to call. Well, this person sort of echoed the feelings of many people. And this person said, it is so wonderful to listen to your beautiful words. She had listened, or he listened to the words, which said, Pat was the name, so it's hard to tell whether that's a man or a woman. But Pat said, those words just made me feel that life is worthwhile living, that I can go on no matter what my problems are, that I can see everything through. And when you said, you surround me with your pure white light of love, I felt just surrounded by your pure white light of love. And then I felt that you wouldn't like that, that you would say, I should surround myself with my pure white light of love, and that I shouldn't live in someone else's pure white light of love, which I would always do anyhow, but I should have my own pure white light of love. And I thought, you got the message. You got the message beautifully. We are each our own true self. And sometimes we're confused, sometimes we're uptight, sometimes we're walking the wrong direction for our inner peace and happiness. And that just means we have to stop right where we are. Not take another step, not take another word, not do another thing, and then listen within. And we'll probably not hear the bell. Be nice if we could, perhaps. But what we'll hear is peace, peace, peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it, but my peace I give unto you, that you might have eternal freedom from all confusion in life. Peace, peace, peace. This is the gift that you can give to yourself. The gift of peace in the midst of confusion. The gift of peace in the midst of all the problems that come into life. Just the gift of peace where you say, all is well. All is well. And as you say this, you're going back to your one true self. And that one true self says, hey, everything's okay. Everything's okay. We gave a talk on this topic a number of months ago, and it was entitled, This Too Shall Pass. So in all of the difficulties that we face, these too shall pass. Would it not be better to have them pass while we are at peace, while we are loving ourselves and loving our world? Because when we do that, then everything is okay. Mother will say to the child, come, get in my lap, and give the child a big hug and a snuggle, say, there, there, everything's okay now. And the father will say to his son, I believe in you. And the son will go out and say, my dad believes in me, I can do anything. And the day will come that he believes in himself, and he can do anything. Or perhaps that he believes in his son, and his son, in turn, can do anything. This is up to each of us, how we greet life, and how we return to our true self, and how we do so in peace. So this day I offer you the love I have, and I say, accept it in perfect peace. And all the world shall say of the problems, this too shall pass. But the perfect peace goes on and on forever and evermore. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a good, wonderful evening.